This is Wade Ranthew with the Chief Organizer's Report. Graphically speaking, when there are renters or homeowners, there are going to be evictions. Agreements with landlords, banks, or mortgage companies are serious when entered in good faith. But that's not always the case, either in the beginning at move-in or at the end at push-out. For tenants, we've fought successfully in several cities in England to stop bailiffs from implementing evictions, depending on the cause and circumstance. In a number of countries, including the United States, we've engaged in eviction defense successfully. Several years ago, the Acorn Home Savers campaign targeted with some success a number of companies that were luring people into agreements on a lease-to-purchase or contract-buying basis without the buyer clearly understanding if they were a tenant or a homeowner. We built committees to fight these predatory scams in Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Youngstown, Indianapolis, and other cities. When we worked in Detroit, one of our best allies was a unique group that we admire greatly and that I've shared before, Detroit Eviction Defense. We attended several of their meetings, which were well organized, but somewhat pickup affairs composed of activists, professors, retired union leaders, and homeowners who either had fought eviction successfully or were facing eviction and looking for help from the organization, Good People in a Righteous Campaign. I have the t-shirt, if I could find it, and Solidarity Forever. Recently on Wade's World, I talked to Jeffrey Wilson, a professor at Michigan State, who submitted a thesis for his PhD about the organization, its campaigns, tactics, and strategy. Their work was and is important, so it was good to have someone like Wilson take a good look and study it thoroughly. The thesis has now become a book, We Live Here, Detroit Eviction Defense and the Battle for Housing Justice. This isn't just any book, though. It's a nonfiction graphic novel illustrated by Bambi Kramer. Putting the two of them together produced a brilliant way to powerfully explain the work of this organization. The combination made the people who were at the heart of the campaign come alive in a way that a simple narrative would have failed to do as well. Any reader could have understood the evictions as specific cases, but add the graphics and the readers could feel like they really knew the people. Their fight came alive in a special and personal way. The late Congressman and civil rights warrior John Lewis effectively talked about some of his campaigns graphically. Props to Seven Story Press for supporting this effort and bringing out the book. As an aside, Acorn was one of the original backers of Seven Stories at its founding a million years ago in another century. We need more of this because in the right hands, it works and gets the job done. Let me know if you're willing. I'm easy to find. This is Wade Rethke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.